KFIZ News Time is 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Wednesday. It is April 7th of 2021, and time for a monthly chat with the Fond du Lac County Health Department. Lots going on, of course, in the world of health and health topics, of course, particularly related to COVID-19 and vaccine rollouts, both in Wisconsin and across the nation as well. So here to update us on what's going on is Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, joining us on the phone lines this morning. Kim, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Spencer.
Appreciate you taking some time as always. I just said to you off the air, we talk, you know, monthly for sure, a couple more times a month if a lot happens. And I feel like we could do almost a daily segment with all the updates we've had over the last month or so. Talking about not just continued COVID cases, but of course the news that happened earlier this week with Wisconsin making everybody 16 and up now eligible to receive the COVID vaccine. So a lot happening. I guess let's start with vaccines. Like I said, everybody 16 and up now eligible to receive a vaccine here in the state of Wisconsin. And from your perspective, obviously with the health department, that's probably some good news in a sense that we're getting more shots in arms, as they say. But obviously for the busyness of the health department, it probably means some hectic days and nights too, right?
Yeah, but in a very good way. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about when we probably talked over a month ago, yes, a lot has changed in this last month. And I think a month ago, the opportunity or the eligibility was so much less than obviously being completely open and everybody being eligible now. And yes, it may make, you know, some of our clinics a little bit busier, but we want full clinics and we want to vaccinate people. And so if we don't have to say, you can get a vaccine and you can't, you know, and we can say, well, you guys are all eligible, let's just get you on a list, it makes our job so much easier. We don't have to screen, we don't have to decide who can have it, who can't, and we can just fill up our clinics and, you know, continue to have nice full clinics.
What has the pace been like? Obviously, it's only been a couple days since the eligibility expanded to 16 and up, but before then, have we seen a good number of people in the county mm-hmm. getting through and getting their shot?
Yeah, and so, you know, the funny thing is, yes, the state, you know, over the last month has really progressed and now it is fully open, but it doesn't reflect the opportunity for amount of vaccine. So just until probably last week was the first week with what I actually asked the state for, I actually got. So up until last week, prior to that, I was only getting probably about half, not even half the amount of vaccine that I was really wanting. So I had to have smaller clinics. So now moving forward, if we hope that what happened last week will continue to happen, we will be able to ramp up and have more clinics and have bigger clinics to overall get more people vaccinated.
When it comes to finding a vaccine, now that everybody is eligible, everybody's 16 and up, is there a recommendation from the health department? Is it kind of, go with your health care provider? Is it go through the county health department? What are you recommending for folks to do if they're interested and now eligible to get that vaccine?
Yeah, so that's the beauty of it. As we continue to progress through the spring into summer, there's going to only become more opportunities for vaccinations, whether it would be at a mass clinic through the health department, at SSM Healthcare through one of their big clinics, through some of their appointments throughout the week, or at some of our local pharmacies or grocery stores. So kind of think of it like influenza. There's so many different areas to get a vaccine that it doesn't become difficult, and pretty much any given day somebody would be able to walk in or schedule an appointment. I can see that happening, but as far as right now, what do you do, where do you go? On the Fond du Lac County webpage, we have middle of the page a little vaccine information symbol. If you click on that, we have all the information of where to go in our local area. So right now, the health department, every Thursday at 9 a.m., you can go to our website, and there will be a sign-up button where you can click on that and sign up for the next available clinic. So, for example, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, you can go on, click on that button, and you would be signing up for a vaccine for April 14th And we just happened to be doing Moderna that day. So you can click on there and sign up for a vaccine. And then also another opportunity on our website would be for SSM Healthcare. They're doing a mass clinic on April 10th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we have the little button where you can click on their website to get signed up for their vaccine clinic that they're running this Saturday. And I think there are still appointments available for that clinic. So if you want a vaccine, and I believe they're doing Johnson & Johnson at that mass clinic, you can go ahead and, you know, sign up and get your appointment for that.
I will share with the listeners, me and my significant other did go through vaccine clinic last night at the fairgrounds, and we got our Johnson & Johnson. Obviously not fully vaccinated yet. It takes 2 weeks from the shot, but glad to say that we were able to get that and get that in and get that scheduled. Very easy scheduling process. Kim, I will say, just for our listeners out there, it very simple process going into the fairgrounds, getting through the line and getting your shot. And really, the longest period of it was the 15-minute observation period. It was a pretty smooth process. So if anybody's scheduling theirs, and obviously you'll go with where you want to go with, but I will say that was a very good, smooth process last night getting that taken care of, and I would encourage everybody to go out and get that taken care of and seek out getting the vaccine, because it's a very easy process. I will say the COVID arm you hear about from people is very real. So be prepared. Be
so
prepared
you've
for
got
some
a
pain
sore
in the arm.
Well, yes. If that's the worst of it, right? I think we can all withstand having a sore arm for a day or two.
Yes, that is true.
The other important thing I want to note with the clinics that we are running through the health department, we don't ask, documented citizens. You know, sometimes some people worry if they're an undocumented citizen. So you don't need to worry about any of that. You can come to the clinic and we will take care of you. You do need to sign up, though. We do need to know how many people and, you know, at what times people are walking through, just to kind of keep it so we don't have 50 people showing up at one time.
Right. And I think it was like a 10-minute window. 6:30 was our time yesterday. There were people coming and going every 10 minutes, it seemed. So a very,
yep.
I will say, very smooth process for anybody who was wondering kind of the insides, the ins and outs of that. But as Kim said, on the County Health Department website, you can find more information about where to find your vaccine. Kim, I do want to talk about a couple other things related to COVID here this morning. I know, again, since we spoke last, the state Supreme Court ending the mask mandate. It was set to expire on the 5th, which is this past Monday. And obviously, we're never going to know whether it would have been extended or not because of the Supreme Court's action. But I know the health department put out a press release last week about masks still being recommended in the county. And I know County Executive Al Beagle, he put out a statement saying that masks were still mandated in county buildings, too. Anything really change with the Supreme Court's order? Obviously, it's an order that, some people would like to still see in place. Some people maybe not. Anything change from the health department perspective with the change in the mask order?
No, it really didn't. And to me, that change was a political change. It wasn't related to health. And so, you know, the day before that change, you know, the atmosphere that we're in regarding COVID circulating and the infectiousness of this disease and the percent of people that are, you know, fully vaccinated in our community hasn't changed from like the day prior to where we are at right now. And so I put out a recommendation for information for people to understand the importance of wearing a mask out in public, you know, during this pandemic. And the biggest piece that we need to work to learn over the next couple months is going to be those variants. So we are starting to see more cases, you know, popping up, and more cases popping up related to the variant strains that are now circulating in Wisconsin. And so once we begin to understand more about those variants, And begin to see, you know, the percentage of our population being vaccinated, I think we'll be able to have a better understanding of, you know, of masks and when it would be appropriate that if you are fully vaccinated that you wouldn't need to wear them, you know, out in public, per se.
Mm-hmm. But as of now, the mandate is put aside. People will probably do what they want to do, but they're still recommended to help stop the spread, right?
They are. And we do know they're working as well. You know, we can see that when we look at all the data in our school settings, you know, kids wearing masks, faculty wearing masks, we aren't seeing that spread happening in the schools. You know, where we are seeing spread is, you know, those household contacts where, you know, you somebody in the household becomes symptomatic, gets tested, tests positive, and now, you know, several days later, you have other people in that same household that test positive. You know, that is really what we're seeing. People aren't wearing masks, obviously, in their own household setting. And so you can kind of just see that big difference with, you know, wearing a mask versus not wearing a mask. And if somebody has a cough, it's obvious that if you cough, you're going to expel those little virus particles. Somebody else is going to have that opportunity to pick those up. That is how spread happens very easily.
Mm-hmm. Kim, lastly, before we let you go, I know DHS put out some guidance for spring and summer activities. We're all looking forward to hopefully a more normal spring and summer than we had just 1 year ago with all the events getting put aside or postponed or canceled or modified. Obviously, still, as you talked about, the risk of spread, we want people to get vaccines and all that stuff. Anything in particular from what the DHS released from their guidance that you would point to that is important for us to take note of here as we are in early April, looking ahead to later spring and summer?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing to note in that article, that release that came out from the state, would be those variant strains and how much we don't know and how much we need to understand, you know, how are they going to spread? How quickly will they spread? How, you know, who are they going to all infect? You know, and what does that atmosphere look like? You know, I'm very hopeful for this spring, summer coming up that it will look and feel much differently than what our last spring and summer felt like. I think, you know, as humans, you know, we want it to get back to normal. But I think over this next spring, summer into fall, it's still going to be that new normal. But let's work on, you know, getting closer to that new normal. And, you know, to hopefully make it look more like, you know, COVID is not here, right? Mm-hmm. So the best way that we can do that is to continue to follow those mitigation strategies that we do know work. Wearing a face covering, keeping your distance. If you're sick, stay home. If somebody in your household is sick, keep them home. And then also, you know, the other one that's very important would be that vaccination. When you are able to get it, when you're able to get an appointment, please get it. But also be aware that 16 and 17-year-olds are able to get the vaccine, but they would have to get Pfizer. Mm-hmm. The health department, we haven't had Pfizer in a little while now. I don't anticipate getting it, but if I do, I will make sure I message that out that we can have 16 and 17-year-olds at our clinics. But otherwise, the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are 18 and older. So just important to note. We've had a few 16 and 17-year-olds sign up for our clinics that we had to turn away because they aren't eligible for the type of vaccine we currently had at our clinic.
Would there be a thought of doing maybe a specific vaccine clinic for 16 and 17-year-olds if Pfizer became available, or is that just going to be lumped in with the regular clinics?
If you're 16 and 17 years old and you want a vaccine, my recommendation would be to call your primary care provider. I do know SSM Health has at some of their locations Pfizer, and so if you verbalize that on the phone, they'll know exactly what to do with you and how to get you in for a vaccine.
Very good, Kim. Thanks for your time as always. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Adelaide County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joining us here in KFIZ as we talk about latest COVID-19 news, vaccines.